Puta, mierda. As you can see this one, the name of the company is Believe. The website, BelieveMusic.com. So I went to BelieveMusic.com. I found out that Beatrice Cosa Dumergier, she is the chief operating manager or vice president. Okay? So I did a little more research, and I found out that this is a music label company. They are located in Paris, France. They do have, I believe, music info in Ohio, but all they have is their phone number. That's it. So what these companies do, they are, it's like BBC, right? We are here in El Salvador, but we don't want them to know that we're here in El Salvador. So we want them to call a local number in the United States. Now, BBC pays a company that will give them a local phone number in the United States whenever they need it. For example, they want to be part of the Silicon Valley. They go to the 415-408 area code, and they get a phone number that when you dial it, it redirects that call to El Salvador. In this case, it redirects the call to France. Okay, so you want to find out someone who is actually a decision maker, but is reachable. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, in every single lead, it's like doing triple work, to be honest with you. But, hey, you know what? That's what needs to be done. It's got to be done. Okay, so that's what I've been doing. Anyways, thank you, bro. I'm just sharing that with you so that you can have a sense of what I'm doing. And I'm pretty sure that everybody else should be doing the same thing, not just calling the number that is on the profile, because sometimes those companies don't have a physical address. And if they do, just make sure that the physical address that they have on the record, it actually has some people in it where they will see something for the business that we are offering to them. It's something that they may want to go ahead and take advantage of. Okay? All right. Thank you, sir. Sorry to bother you, but I just got to let you know about this. And all the other thing is the contact name, even though it's not somebody that's reachable, sometimes they only give the first letter of the first name and the last name. So it's very hard to open up the gate from that point. For example, V, can I speak to V Horns? And, okay, who is V? And then they catch you off guard. You say, Veronica. I don't have Veronica here. You know. But anyways, I'm just, and then what I've been doing is searching for the right person to call and get in touch with. Another thing is, I just kind of do a greeting form as, hi, how you doing? My name is Anthony from Pristine Water Service. I'm calling to see if I can speak to anybody or to the person, just sound like this, to the person that is actually the decision maker about your water service options. Drinking water service. Do you guys happen? Oh, you know what? Let me connect you to the person that I think is the person in charge of that. When they connect you, they might connect you to a generic, you know, voice number, or they might actually connect you with someone that is in charge of that. But that's not like 30 to 50 odds. But anyways, I'm just letting you know what I'm doing. All right, thank you.